17, Mishnah 2. Notel Adam Kurnas. A person can take a mallet, Lepatsabo Esai Goizim, in order to split open nuts. And here the Mishnah is introducing us to this concept that if the item that you're using is mukta because its use is normally forbidden. What's the use of a mallet? To knock your nails. You're not allowed to knock your nails on Shabbos. But if you can take it and you can use it for a permitted purpose, like to open nuts, to split open nuts. So that you can do. The kardom, another example, an axe, lachtoich es hadveil, in order to chop up a fig cake, megeira, ligro bo es hagvina, you can use a saw to saw cheese, megrefa, a spade, ligro bo es hagrogros, you can use a spade to shovel dried figs with it. So all of these things, their normal use is forbidden, but yeah, you're using it for permitted use, and that you can do. You can use a winnowing shovel or a pitchfork to give food to a child. When would you use a pitchfork to give food to a child? So says the Kohati, for example, if you were impure, your hands were impure, and you wanted to give the child truma food, you can't touch the food. So you might take something like the pitchfork and pick up the food and put it down in front of the child, the food. So that's where you, okay. It's a kush for a karkar lachtach bo. You might also, you can also use a reed or a whirl to stick with it, meaning these things were wooden needles. And what you could do is take them and put fruit on them. You could make like a kebab or something like that. So normally they would be mukta because their use is forbidden, but you could use them, you know, for that purpose. Machat shel yad little bo es hakoitz. You could also use a hand needle to take out a thorn. If you've got a splinter or a thorn, you could use a needle to do that. Beshel sakayim, and you could also use a sack maker's needle. If toch bo es hadeles, to open the door. If you've lost the key, so it would take like a big needle and put it in the door and unhook the door.